I'm afraid I can't resist starting in Italy again. I know we did it yesterday, but it's just too hard to resist the saga of Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi's divorce. The media in Italy are in a total frenzy about it. The latest news is that yesterday, Silvio Berlusconi went on primetime TV, not on one of the private channels that his media set company owns, but on public TV, the Rai, to give an extensive interview giving his side of the story. That's the front page of Il Giornale, a right-wing paper. He's giving, he's demanding an apology from his wife, Veronica Lario, who wants to divorce him. He says she's been conned by the left. Corriere della Sera has a picture of him on the TV show with his wife behind him, and there was also a big banner saying my time to talk, because Berlusconi says that all the things Veronica Lario accuses him of are lies. He says that he never intended to present beautiful young women as candidates in the European elections, and he hasn't not either been hanging around with this girl whose 18th birthday party he went to in Naples. He simply had business with her father, he now says. He's saying this, you know, several days after the accusations were made, so they ring a little hollow, but Berlusconi does have a lot of media power. In fact, the director of Corriere della Sera, Ferruccio De Bortoli, was actually on the programme too, and he took the opportunity to sympathise with Berlusconi and lash out at the way rival paper La Repubblica has been covering the story.
Nothing like washing your dirty laundry in public.
It's astonishing.
Italian
Berlusconi,
style.
Berlusconi, though, has clearly decided that attack is the best form of defence, and perhaps some of the counterattack will stick, but there are some more smaller left-wing papers that are against him. L'Unità is one of them, which is also covering a debate going on in Italy about whether the photos of Berlusconi at the 18-year-old's birthday party in Naples are real. The theory is that maybe he put those nice photos where all you see him doing is like chinking glasses with the girl and her parents in there to make it seem very, very innocent, and in fact that wasn't really what the scene was like. And there are people, bloggers basically, who are saying, oh, these photos have been doctored, he wasn't really there. One reason is that he looks a lot taller in a lot of the photos than he really is. So it's a big conspiracy theory going on in L'Unità and elsewhere.
Smoke,
but
mirrors, politicians, intrigue. What a heady mix this press review is.